Twin Center.
Today's Noon News is sponsored on WRCO by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. Currently in Richland Center, it is 76 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Western North Carolina, still reeling from the impact of Hurricane Helene, which has killed 91 people and left at least 600 still unaccounted for.
In Asheville, many residents growing desperate. Cell service and potable water out for days. In Lake Lure, homes splintered and reduced to rubble. Boats and docks piling up, towns turned into lakes. Roads sliced in half, cutting residents off from critical help. At one point, North Carolina DOT forced to close more than 400 roads, deeming them unsafe for travel.
ABC's Faith Abube in Asheville, North Carolina. A dock worker strike could affect consumers if it goes on for a while. The union representing about 45,000 longshoremen says they are preparing to walk off the job at midnight without a new contract. Hezbollah's acting leader is vowing to keep battling Israel and says the Lebanese militant group is prepared for a long fight after Hezbollah's leader was killed over the weekend. This is ABC News. AT&T getting itself out of the entertainment business. It's selling a majority stake in DirecTV to a private equity company for more than $7.5 billion. New rules in California for who will have to pay for IVF treatments.
Calling California a proud reproductive freedom state, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Sunday that will require large health insurance companies to pay for in vitro fertilization or IVF, which on average costs a couple $24,000 out of pocket.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Critics say the move will drive up insurance premiums in the state. And sentencing today for a Montana man who pleaded guilty to illegally cloning a sheep. 81-year-old Arthur Shabarth managed to use the technique to create a hybrid sheep that he wanted to sell for trophy hunting. Prosecutors are asking for 1 year probation. In a twist, the sentencing memorandum actually congratulates him for cloning the sheep, which is an endangered species in Central Asia. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for another unusually warm fall day with plenty of sunshine and a high of 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 50, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like with cooler temperatures and a high of 64. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 6 miles per hour, and it's 75 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Savers Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973. There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Good afternoon. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Various businesses in Richland Center, including here at the WRCO studios, have been experiencing power outages and surges. If you have lost our stream on your computer or app, you will more likely have to restart the stream to get WRCO audio to work. 25 Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are part of the Hurricane Helene relief effort in the southeastern United States. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. 1,400 volunteers from around the country are part of the effort. Donations for flood victims in North Carolina and Tennessee following Hurricane Helene are being accepted at Driftless Outdoors on Highway 80 North. Basic needs are bottled water and canned food, along with can openers if donating canned food. Organizers are planning to leave with a semi-load of donations by Friday. Please have your donations dropped off by Thursday evening at 5. For more information, call 608-475-1219. That's 475-1219. Donald Trump campaigns in Dane County tomorrow. It's his first ever rally in the Madison area. It's happening in a metal fabricating company called Dane Manufacturing in Wanakee tomorrow afternoon. The campaign says access to the public will be limited and open mostly to the media. Democrats dominate elections in Dane County, but leading Wisconsin Republicans say there are enough Republicans to shrink the margins. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. The people who build new homes in Madison can't afford to live in them. That's the conclusion of a study done by the firm. Experiencing outages and surges all morning. As we continue, Doc Rivers is getting involved in the presidential campaign. The Milwaukee Bucks head coach was named one of 10 co-chairs for the newly formed Athletes for Harris. The campaign is expected to run ads during college and NFL football games and the World Series. The Harris Walls campaign said Rivers and the other co-chairs will help recruit fellow athletes to join the campaign through travel, fundraising events, and social media. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, Golden State coach Steve Kerr, and two-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul are among those announced over the weekend. The latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association says home prices continue to increase. Association consultant and Marquette Emeritus Economics Professor Dave Clark, noting prices are up about 8%, said lower mortgage rates are likely to increase the number of new listings. Clark says lower rates can be beneficial for prospective home buyers and sellers. With fewer homes on the market, the statewide median rose to $324,000. Sales of existing homes were down just over 4.5% during the last 12 months. The people who build new homes in Madison can't afford to live in them. That's the conclusion of a study done by the firm Construction Coverage. In Madison, construction workers earn about $30 an hour, but the average monthly mortgage payment is more than $2,000 a month. That means Madison construction workers would have to work 55 hours a week to keep housing costs below 30% of their pay. It was only 42 hours a week when they crunched the numbers 2 years ago. Gas prices continued to rise across the state. Prices increased 5 cents during the last week. The average is $3.08 today. This is still 11.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say Hurricane Helene should not broadly impact fuel production, despite the devastation left behind after the storm. Some states will see challenges in getting gasoline to stations in the affected area. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to get vaccinated against respiratory illnesses this fall. An updated COVID-19 and new annual flu vaccine are now available to protect against COVID-19 and flu strains circulating this season. RSV vaccines are also available for people who are eligible, including most older adults and people who are pregnant. An RSV antibody to protect infants from severe illness will be available October 1st. Currently in Wisconsin, COVID-19 activity is elevated statewide, especially in children younger than 5 years old and adults over the age of 65. Flu and RSV activity is low, but levels are expected to increase. DHS recommends the following seasonal vaccines for flu, COVID-19, and RSV. The flu vaccine is recommended annually for everyone 6 months and older. This is especially important for those at highest risk of experiencing severe symptoms, including older adults, people with chronic health conditions, people who are pregnant, and young children. It is recommended everyone 6 months and older get the updated COVID-19 vaccine. The 2024-25 vaccine is formulated to protect against currently circulating variants of COVID-19 and will protect people from the potentially serious outcomes of COVID-19 illness this fall and winter. A single dose of RSV vaccine is recommended for people who are age 60 or older who have not already received an RSV vaccine, especially people who are age 75 and older, people ages 60 to 74 who have certain chronic medical conditions like lung or heart disease, or who live in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities and are at increased risk of severe RSV. RSV vaccine is not currently an annual vaccine, meaning older adults do not need to get a dose every RSV season. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, have announced more than $32 million in federal funding for 56 local improvement projects across Wisconsin over the next 4 years through Wisconsin DOT's Transportation Alternatives Program, known as TAP. Authorized by the Biden-Harris administration's bipartisan infrastructure law, the goal of the TAP projects is to support initiatives that help create or enhance opportunities for safe non-motorized transportation, such as bike and pedestrian trails and facilities, sidewalks, and safe route to school initiatives. Many of the TAP projects are working to expand already existing bike and pedestrian paths to better connect communities and school zones, offering Wisconsinites throughout the state increased accessibility to sustainable transportation methods. The 2024-28 TAP improvement projects included but are not limited to a $240,880 award for State Highway 130 sidewalk extension in Lone Rock. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao promises to challenge the latest decision by the UW Board of Regents to strip him of his tenured faculty position. The regents, meeting at UW Parkside in Kenosha Friday, voted unanimously to strip him of his tenured faculty position on the lacrosse campus. It's the latest setback for Gao, who was fired as chancellor after revelations that he and his wife produced pornographic material. Gao has maintained that wasn't in his capacity as a UW system employee and that the regents' actions violated his right to free speech. Gao called the regents a board of hypocrites and said he and his wife Carmen Wilson seek not only to protect their own rights, but to protect free speech and expression for all Americans. A single student is believed to be responsible for a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools. Staff from Chippewa Falls School District and the Wisconsin Department of Justice say a series of threats made last week through the official online reporting app Speak Up, Speak Out came from one student. Those threats forced the closure of schools in Altoona, Augusta, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Elk Mound. The identified student will be facing legal and school-related consequences, though it is unclear if they have been arrested. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, the last person to see Elijah Vu alive, is getting another status conference in court. The new status date for Vang was set for November 6th. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline Labrie asked for the new conference with the lawyers representing Vang, agreeing to the November date. Vang is still only facing chronic child neglect charges for incidents that happened before Elijah Vu was reported missing back in February. Vu's remains were found earlier this month on a hunter's property, 3 miles northwest of where Vang reported the toddler missing. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, who's also facing chronic child neglect charges, has another court date set for October 22nd. Thursday evening at approximately 5:30, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash on State Highway 35 at the intersection of Otter Street in the village of Genoa. Katie Lynn Foley, 32, of Mount Sterling, was traveling southbound on State Highway 35 and struck the rear of a southbound vehicle operated by Anthony Boardman, 24, of Genoa, while Boardman was attempting to turn left onto Otter Street. Significant injuries were reported, and Katie Foley was transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Your help is needed due to a blood shortage. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's currently 77 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The American Red Cross continues to experience a critical need for blood and platelets to keep the blood supply stable as fall begins. Donors of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, those giving platelets, and those who have never given before, are needed now. With the blood supply still at critical levels, every single donation is key to making sure all patients relying on life-saving transfusions, including car accident victims and those living with sickle cell disease, get the care they need. 5 Red Cross blood drives will be held this week at various locations around the listening area. The first is being held today until 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department. 3 chances to give will be held Thursday. The first will be held from 9:30 to 2:30 at Royal High School. The second will be from 11:30 to 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. And the third will be held from 1 to 6 at American Legion Post 245 in Cross Plains. The fifth opportunity to give the gift of life this week will be held Friday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds eligible Wisconsin property owners that the deadline to apply for the late lottery and gaming credit for their 2023 property tax bill is tomorrow, October 1st. Each year, qualifying Wisconsin taxpayers receive a lottery and gaming credit on their property tax bills. The lottery credit provides direct property tax relief and is displayed on tax bills as a reduction of property taxes due. Eligible property owners should check their 2023 property tax bills to ensure they have received the credit. If their December 2023 property tax bill did not show the credit, they can still file a late claim online application with DOR through the Lottery Credit Online Application Portal by tomorrow. To qualify for the lottery and gaming credit, you must be a Wisconsin resident, own a dwelling, and use it as your primary residence as of the January 1st certification date to the year the property taxes are imposed. If an owner is temporarily absent, typically for a period no longer than 6 months, the primary residence is the home where the owner returns. Principal dwelling means any dwelling the owner of the dwelling uses as their primary residence. A property owner may claim only one primary residence. The lottery and gaming credit cannot be claimed on business property, rental units, vacant land, garages, or other property that is not the owner's primary residence. Lottery and gaming credit information, including the online application portal, walkthrough videos, and common questions, are located on the Lottery and Gaming Credit Forms page on the DOR's website. Many people wish to arrange their affairs to live well in their later years and ensure that their end-of-life plans follow their wishes. Still, it is something that many people find challenging. Planning Ahead is a new online class from UW-Madison, Division of Extension, created to address most aspects of end-of-life planning. In one-hour online classes, Extension educators guide participants through examining healthcare wishes, financial responsibilities, legal requirements and documentation, distribution of personal property, end-of-life decisions, dealing with grief, and the emotional ramifications. The program is designed both for those who want to prepare for their own passing, to make things easier for family members, and for those who have or are in the process of losing a loved one and are dealing with the transition. Each participant will receive a Planning Ahead workbook in addition to an online workbook version to help organize the tasks and documents associated with end-of-life decisions. Classes will be held Wednesday evenings, October 2nd through November 13th, from 5:30 to 7 at the Lancaster City Hall Senior Center. Grant County residents are invited to join Planning Ahead, a free in-person course facilitated by Beverly Dahl, Grant County Human Development and Relationship Educator, UW-Madison Division of Extension. Registration is available online or by calling Bev Dahl at 608-723-2125. For more information about Planning Ahead, check out the program website at aging.extension.wisc.edu/program/planning-ahead. The Vernon County Planning Commission will be hosting a free land use educational event with guest speaker Rebecca Roberts, land use specialist with UWSP, Wednesday from 3 to 5 in the Vernon County Boardroom. The Planning Commission would like to invite and encourages the public to attend. Attendance is being offered in person and via Zoom. For more information, visit vernoncounty.org. It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's currently 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died last Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. The Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg is survived by her sister, Cecilia Parker, 4 nieces, a nephew, 3 great-nieces, and a great-nephew. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Walton, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will be held at a later date at St. Bridget's Cemetery. There will be no visitation prior to the service. The family asks that those attending to please come into the church and be seated. A celebration of life will follow the service from 12:30 to 3 at Club Chaparral and Wani Walk. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be donated to the family for donations of their choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Al Harrison is survived by his wife, Jean, 4 children, Sally and Andy Caulfield, Jody and Christy Harrison, Dan and Lisa Harrison, and Amy and Jason Schultz. 7 grandchildren, a brother, Francis, and a sister, Shirley. Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Walton. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Carley is survived by his soulmate Sue, 2 daughters, Jennifer Carley, and Jill Carley and Jesse Radke, all of Richland Center. Brothers and sisters, Lyle and Sue Carley, Lynn Carley and Dwayne Jewell, Kenda and Ed McConkie, Karen Carley and Lauren Carley, all of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschmann, 68, of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Becky Kretschmann is survived by her son, Kevin and Tara Duvet of Palmetto, Florida, 2 grandchildren, her mother, Darlene Munson of Rockford, Illinois, sibling, Carol and Sue Munson Jr. of Rockford, Illinois, a nephew and niece, and many cousins, aunts, and uncles. Also, a special cousin and best friend, Bonnie Pasker of Sextonville. Rebecca A., Becky Kretschmann, 68, of Boscobel. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred Johnson is survived by 4 children, Leroy Johnson and Lisa Laverty, Luann and Ed Brown, Leonard and Tammy Johnson, and Laura and Alvin Whitaker, all of Richland Center. 5 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 5 stepchildren, James and Judy Burroughs of Onalaska, Jerry Burroughs of Rockford, Illinois, Jeffrey and Tony Burroughs of Sparta, Jan Burrows of New Orleans, and Karen and Roland Ziegler of Sparta. Step-son-in-law Tom Fortner of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Special step-grandchild Cindy and Larry Henderson of Colorado. Many step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Special friend Edna Slayback of Richland Center, and many other relatives and friends. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th, at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow at the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family. Bill Oliver is survived by his brothers, Harlan and Debbie, Gerald and Linda, Hugh and Pat, and David. Sisters, Kay Siddig, Audrey, and Brendan Brian Hinnick. Sisters-in-law, Cheryl and Marvin Masher, and Serena and David Salisbury. Brother-in-law, Robert and Iris Sanford, and many nieces, nephews, and friends, and special cousin Sue O'Brien. William Richard, Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Pat and Patricia Kraska, Chris and Diane Williams, and Chris and Jenny Blado. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Monday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, this September has turned out to be fairly warm despite a chilly start. We've had enough warm days now to push the average for the month, generally about 4 or 5 degrees above normal. And rainfall was highly variable. Some places had a couple inches above normal, primarily from that big storm system, which tracked across southern Wisconsin on September 21st and 22nd. In general, the upcoming forecast going into the first week of October looks rather quiet. A couple of cold fronts moving through, but very little moisture to work with, so hardly any rain in the forecast. through the weekend. Temperatures reaching their warmest levels today, then back closer to normal for the next 5 or 6 days. But at times, it will be just a little warmer than normal. Also, we'll have more wind as these fronts come through the area. So that forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny. High temperature near 80 with southeast to south winds up to 10 miles an hour. Tonight should be clear to partly cloudy, low about 50. South wind becoming northwest near 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like with cooler temperatures. High at 64, the wind northwest 10 to 20. Heading into Wednesday, sunny, turning breezy and a bit milder, low 38 with a high of 72. Thursday, increasing clouds, low 46 with a high of 72. 30% chance of light showers coming up Thursday night. And Friday, a chance of a light shower early in the morning, then some sun developing, low at 47 with a high of 66. Saturday, mostly sunny and nice, low at 39, high 69 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and mild. Slight chance of a shower for the afternoon. Low in the mid-40s with a high near 72. Have yourself a good afternoon. Enjoy that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center with west-northwest winds 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.99. and no precipitation to report. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 48. Our high so far today, 78. The record high for this date, 91 in 1953. The record low, 24 in 1967. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 62. Sunset tonight will be at 6:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:59. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Today, you'll meet a scientist whose job is keeping our food supply safer. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Forget scary movies or books. If you want to see something that will shock you into next week, look over the list of recalls, market withdrawals, and safety alerts posted by the Food and Drug Administration. It's a reminder why people like Jennifer Acuff pursue the kind of work they do. Acuff is an assistant professor of food microbiology and safety at the University of Arkansas. With a significant uptick in food recalls lately, Acuff says it's both a safety issue and a food security issue.
There is a massive amount of food waste that happens every year because of recalls and outbreaks in the United States. Food security and food safety are connected because we don't want to feed people unsafe food, but we really don't want to waste food either. So with some of our work, we're going to hopefully lower the number of recalls that are happening every year and the amount of food that has to get tossed out.
Acuff says food safety is baked into the work her students do.
A really good day is being able to see some progress that one of my students has made. Those of us who work at universities are just trying to contribute to the body of knowledge in the area and hopefully set some people up later to do even greater things.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Perhaps a break when it comes to cash rents. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. A farm management professor at the University of Illinois says average cash rents should come down this cycle. Gary Schnicki tells Brownfield.
We are projecting lower cash rents for 2025, but overall we're projecting a $20 decline, modeling it after the mid-aughts. The last time we said a pretty large decline in price.
He says while helpful, the projected declines likely won't be enough to improve most farmers' profitability.
Cash rents are sticky. They go up easier than they come down, and they got to be much lower than actually we're projecting to have profitability.
Schnicki says cash rent negotiations this fall should account for a second straight year of projected lower farm incomes in 2025. An economist with U.S. Apple says production this year could be lower than previously forecast. Chris Gerlach tells Brownfield in August he projected the nation's apple crop to be down about 10% from last year. He says the reduced supply isn't necessarily a bad thing after last year's record crop.
In the year we're coming off of that was perhaps a record with Honeycrisp prices down 55%. That was below the cost of production for some of these growers. And so they had to work all year long for the privilege of growing these apples at a loss. And that is heartbreaking and frankly unsustainable. So we need to figure out the labor situation.
Gerlach had estimated the 2024 crop at about 260 million bushels at the end of August, with Gala, Red Delicious, Granny Smith, Honeycrisp, and Fuji expected to be the top varieties harvested. The head of the National Potato Council says momentum for U.S. fresh potato market access into Japan remained stalled after officials recently met in Idaho. Ken Quarles tells Brownfield.
You have responsibilities with your trading partners that go far beyond just this single commodity. It's really reflective of whether or not you're going to be a good partner on the global stage. And digging their heels in on this issue is undermining them in a host of different ways.
He says the bilateral trade meeting was meant to ease phytosanitary and other trade concerns.
The vast, vast, vast majority of these technical issues have been satisfied. This is purely about wanting to avoid competition with high-quality U.S. producers. And each year we go back and ask for the next step in this process. And each year Japan denies it.
Quarles says opening market access could create up to $200 million in annual demand for U.S. fresh potatoes. The USDA reports a sale of more than 115,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Everett Larson from Sauk Prairie High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Everett is in soccer and basketball at his school.
I like to compete. I'm a very competitive person, so when I get to compete alongside my friends, it's just really fun for me.
His coaches and community groups are pushing young students into future leadership roles, and Everett said he's growing in that department.
It's kind of built in me through my coaches, and at our high school in Sauk, we talk a lot about like building a culture, so we've been trying to implement that in our high school to like try and build leaders so the coaches don't have to do everything.
He enjoys FFA and 4-H and working on the farm, and volunteering's a big part of his daily routine too.
I think part of it's just how I was raised. My parents do a lot of volunteering, so I try to do that too. I don't know, I like to be busy, so the more I can do, the better I feel.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs are weak at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is unsurprisingly quiet to start the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Buyers are busy preparing for the week's business ahead. It's likely significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. There was a light round of trade that took place last week. Live deals are marked at $184 to $185 in the South. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North had a range of $290 to $295, mostly $294, roughly $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 78 cents at $297.47. Select is $1.18 higher at $283.26. In Nebraska last week, steer calves were sharply higher. Yearling steers were $2 to $3 higher. Heifer calves were steady to $2 higher. And yearling heifers were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. There's been an uptick in demand recently for calves with preconditioned vaccinations. Medium and large one feeder steers, 851 to 898 pounds, brought 236 to 259.25. Feeder steers, 906 to 943 pounds, brought 240.50 to $250. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 756 to 791 pounds, brought 239.75 to 246.50. Cash hogs are weak at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors are in the driver's seat right now as supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and there is plenty of pork available. That's allowing them to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, which does help provide price support. But there are long-term domestic demand concerns that are lingering. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 18 cents with a weighted average of 76.42. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55, and pork values are higher at midday, up $1.04 at $96.79. Hams, loins, bellies, and picnics were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up. Quarterly soybean stocks were a little bit below expectations, but still up sharply on the year. The trade's also watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. November beans are up 3 1/4 at 10.69. January's 3 1/2 higher at 10.86 1/2. October bean meal's up 3.20 at 3.46.90, and October bean oil's 123 higher at 43.41. Corn's higher. Quarterly stocks fell below pre-report estimates, but were sharply higher even with better demand. USDA is expected to report significant harvest delays in the weekly crop numbers out at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. December's up 9 1/4 at 4.27 1/4, and March corn's 4 9 higher at 4.44. And wheat's up. Quarterly wheat stocks in 2024 all wheat production are both larger than what analysts were expecting, but the near-term forecasts for the southwestern U.S. Plains and Black Sea region remain dry. December Chicago's up 6 3/4 at 5.86 3/4. December Kansas City's 9 higher at 5.85 3/4. December Minneapolis is up 14 at 6.22 1/4. Live cattle are mixed, waiting for this week's direct business, with the show list looking mostly larger than last week. October's steady at 183.75, December's down 2 at 184.45. With the higher move in corn, November feeders are down 75 at 244.95. And hogs are up, with pork higher at midday, but cash is steady to week. October leans up 22 at 82.27, December's a dime higher at 73.47. Crude oil's firm. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy 4 cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitou on Timsek Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. The bigger sale today and more buyers are coming in. We need round bales to sell. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin online only auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Cars, tools, beer mirrors, salt and pepper shakers, and much more. Online only auction ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Looking for more info, go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesitou. Have a great day.
Dairy and the proposed dietary guidelines. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The Biden administration continues its work as it prepares to announce updates for the 2025-2030 dietary guidelines for Americans. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators is asking both the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to protect the integrity of the dairy category. Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin says any updates to those guidelines need to be based on sound science.
And I want to make sure that when they are putting together their dietary guidelines, that they don't group non-dairy products along with dairy in those guidelines. Because, again, really want to stress this here, you know, if a parent goes to the store to buy milk so their kid can have healthy bones, they need to know that milk and imitation products are not the same.
And she says there's work that also continues to ensure school kids have access to high-quality dairy products.
And the plant-based imitations are not a part of that.
The 2025-2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans are still in development. The final rules are expected to be released later this year. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Western North Carolina still reeling from the impact of Hurricane Helene, which has killed 91 people and left at least 600 still unaccounted for.
In Asheville, many